Why politicians think that they're above the law. President Theodore Roosevelt rightly said, "No man is above the law and no man is below it, nor do we ask any man's permission when we ask him to obey it." If there's one thing that bothers me, it is when a politician that is guilty of committing a crime is caught up and exposed in some sort of scandal.
Because people have got to know whether or not their president's a crook. Well, I'm not a crook.
That the American people throw out justice because of their lack of understanding of what the law states in our U.S. Constitution. They then fall in line with the propagandist, namely the CIA-controlled media, that corrupt politicians are somehow above the very laws that they themselves have sworn to uphold. This is why they believe, as a demigod would, that they are above the law. The preamble to the United States Constitution states, "We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice." And yet when a criminal politician is found out, Americans are taught to say that he or she should just simply resign. That is like a career criminal being found out by the police, and instead of prosecuting him, they simply ask him to resign. This only adds insult to injury to the laws in which they are to uphold, because it gives permission to them to live above the law, making the law their servant rather than their master. This is completely unjust and backward. Americans have also taken on that if a politician violates the law, even the smallest of infractions, that there is nothing that they can do until his tenure, the holding of office, is up. That again is like the police waiting for the criminal to finish the job before actually arresting him and incarcerating him. This is completely and utterly false. Like President Roosevelt stated, "No man is above the law and no man is below it, nor do we ask any man's permission when we ask him to obey it." The U.S. Constitution states in Article 2, Section 4, "Disqualification, the President, Vice President, and all civil officers of the United States shall be removed from office on impeachment for and conviction of treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors." When a new representative is elected to office, he or she takes an oath that lists many responsibilities. Abuse of power or failure to uphold these responsibilities, these laws, cannot be tolerated. The Constitution gives the House of Representatives the God-given right to impeach the offender. Impeachment means that a charge of misconduct is filed against the offender. A majority of the members of the House must vote for these charges in order to impeach the offender. After the charges of misconduct are filed, the Senate has the power to try impeachment cases like a court. 2/3 of the senators must vote for a conviction. The offender may be removed from office and never allowed to hold a government position again if he or she is found guilty. The impeachment of Andrew Johnson occurred in 1868 when the United States House of Representatives resolved to impeach President Andrew Johnson, adapting 11 articles of impeachment detailing his high crimes and misdemeanors. In accordance with Article 2 of the United States Constitution, the House's primary charge against Johnson was violation of the Tenure of Office Act passed by the U.S. Congress in March of 1867, simply over the president's veto. He had removed from office Edwin M. Stanton, the Secretary of War, whom the act was largely designed to protect, and attempted to replace him with the brevet Major General Lorenzo Thomas. Earlier, while Congress was not in session, Johnson had suspended Stanton and appointed General Ulysses S. Grant as Secretary of War ad interim. President Richard Nixon resigned from office rather than face impeachment charges in the Watergate scandal in 1974. This was about a pedophile ring being cracked open in Washington, D.C. President Bill Clinton became the second president to be impeached by the House in 1998. Later, the Senate found him not guilty. It wasn't about Monica Lewinsky and adultery, friends, that and that alone. It was about Chinagate, where Bill Clinton and his criminal administration were actually selling U.S. military secrets to the Chinese military.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker.
Welcome back again to Hour 2, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Just wanted to let you know really quick, if you order anything online today, it will go out first thing morning, Monday morning. You have 3 to 5 days, USPS says it will have it to your front door. So with that, if you want to call in anytime, we've had Pam Altendorf on. She was the first representative concerning the failure to disclose the voter rolls, which only proves the point of what I've been continuously telling the people in the state of Minnesota. And then we had Ben Davis on, who's the ones that's responsible for drawing up the articles of impeachment, not just against Tim Walz, but now Keith Ellison. This is what our said representatives should be doing, people. When you have the courage of people that are standing up, a mother of five children standing up on the behalf of the state, it's time for the state, the people of the state, to stand up and do their due diligence to see things through concerning the articles of impeachment. And that's not good enough to have them resign, folks. Again, I've given the analogy before. That's like catching a bank robber. And the banker happens to be the robber, and you approach him, you catch him in the crime, and you say to him, the police officer does, catches him in the act, and then he looks at him and says, you need to resign. Is that how that works, friends? That sounds pretty ridiculous. Is that how it works for you? Then why should it be that way for them when they should be living according to a higher standard than even the said people? Not that we shouldn't be doing it equally, 1 Corinthians 1:10, but the fact of the matter is, folks, I hope you understand what I'm saying. They're to be held to a higher accountability, period. And it's we the people that got to see that through. If you want to call in, 281-845-4704, I have Senator Eric Lucero. He's going to be jumping on with us as well. It's 2-1. Oh, sorry. Forgive me, guys. We're doing this live right now. What we're going to do is we're going to have the senator on, 845-4704. If you want to call in, the same for you. You have the transpose the numbers. It's 281, not 218. 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Again, if this is the first time listening, folks, you know how that works here, right? It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. I was just talking about this before we pull up Eric. I'm going to play a video of what he's dealing with in the said house. Now, this is what's so backwards as to what's going on. And this is why I address this constantly, because what we see on the Capitol floor today is when we have said Republicans taking that name upon themselves, and then they're taught to learn to call their opposition the left or the Democrats. You have to understand, if you're going to play by their rules, they're going to continuously dictate the game. And what is the end game? It's divide and conquer. I want to say that again. If you continuously play the game of the right versus left, which does not constitutionally exist, you keep playing by their rules, the bad guys that mean to divide and conquer, that the Lord warned us of in Mark 3:25, you're going to get this result. And they're going to dictate the end game. Folks, we have to understand that this is a language that's been created to make lies sound truthful. We got to knock that off. Because as I said to Pam Altendorf, isn't it interesting? Pam, I asked her, I said, is there a different version of the law for the right versus the left? No, we're supposed to be upholding the same. Well, then why is it that you're playing by the rules of that created language that's to make lies sound truthful? Because, again, as I said, as long as you keep playing by their rules, they're going to keep dictating the end game. And it's exactly what they're doing. And what are they doing? What are they doing? They're using what they call the left as if to suggest that they have a right to overthrow the law and begin to advocate what our laws condemn. That's nonsense. Law condemns, and it also justifies. Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. The three purposes of government are to maintain the cause, a righteous cause. Maintain order, not to create disorder. It is to condemn the wicked and to justify the righteous. That's it. Not to condemn the righteous and to justify the wicked like you're seeing today. That's Isaiah 5:20. It's completely upside down on its head. And it's to restrain men from violating God's moral law. That's why you see Moses in the Capitol buildings. That is our point of reference as to where our laws come from, and it's called English common law. Ask William Blackstone, okay? So again, I want to make clear that we got to get away from that conversation because those on the left don't have a right to violate the law because as Charles D. Montesquieu said, liberty is the right to do what the law permits. Those that they call the left, folks, don't have a right to advocate lawlessness. What we're going to do is we're going to have Eric Lucero, Senator Eric Lucero from St. Michael, Minnesota, up with us in just a moment. And he's basically talking about establishing a righteous order. And then when it goes to those that have been labeled the left by those that are making the unconstitutional rules, they say, you know, we don't care what you have to say. We don't care what the law says. Well, I care what the law says because the minute they advocate for treason, and they're guilty of it, and it comes out of their own mouth. I care that the right stands up and holds them accountable for violating and transgressing the law, which, by the way, they promised to uphold during their sworn oath with their hand on the Bible. And then when it comes to the one or two that call themselves Muslims, you have to understand it runs antithetical to the Constitution. They don't have any lawful business being there in the first place, especially now seeing exactly what we tried to warn you of long ago, that they're here to conquer. They're here to attack our system of government. And when it comes to the likes of an Ilhan Omar, she has no digital footprint. She was not running or fleeing from injustice concerning her system of government due to the fact that it was her dad that was the head of the military, along with her, I believe it was her uncle, that were oppressing the people. She was fleeing justice, people, not oppression. And what has she been doing since she's been here? Outside of the fact that she's been promoted by the mainstream media to continuously attack who we are. And every time she breathes, there's a microphone and a camera right up into her face. That should tell you who needs to be lawfully dealt with, folks. And they're advocating that which is against who we are as a people. And again, of course, it goes back to what's going on in this country is the hand of the Lord. It's the wheel and the wall. The Lord is in control. He's sovereign of all things, both the blessings and the cursings. America is now falling to the curses because they do nothing in the face of what's going on. So what we're going to do is we're going to pull up our friend Eric Lucero in just a moment. I'm going to play this out until the break. Check this out, folks.
Right now, line 2.2 says must be Minnesota residents. So what I'm seeking to do in the A2 is to change or to delete residents and to insert lawful status within the United States. I would ask for a green vote in support of this amendment.
A lawful amendment. And I'm going to play the rest of this when I come back in a moment. And we have Senator Eric Lucero with us to answer as to what's going on in the Capitol floor. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you're already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, I'm Trace Banks, a certified integrative health coach in Charlotte, North Carolina. In my work with clients and physicians' patients, I'm often asked profound questions about God's Word. People want to know where they can find deeper biblical teaching, truth, beyond what they're hearing in their own churches. I point them to Bradley Dean's ministry, the Sons of Liberty Radio.com show, where he challenges listeners to remain firmly rooted in God's word while boldly standing for liberty and justice within our government. Monday through Saturday at 2 Central Time for Uncompromising Truth That Motivates Action.
BBSRadio.com.
Hey everybody, Alex Newman here, award-winning international journalist with Liberty Sentinel Media. We broke some of the critical stories exposing the COVID hoax, the lies about the injections, and so much more way before it was cool. We exposed the UN, the climate hoax, the U.S. government, and so much more, all from a biblical perspective, with a goal of bringing you all the information you need to keep your family and yourself happy, healthy, and free. Check us out at LibertySentinel.org and subscribe for free at LibertySentinel.org/subscribe.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. We got one more guest, and if you want to call in, go ahead, start lining up, 281-845-4704. Again, 281-845-4704. I'm going to go ahead and play this video really quick, and what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and pull up Senator Eric Lucero concerning what's going on in the Capitol, because we can see we went from having momentum in holding these criminals accountable to them kicking back now again. They've been assured of something, friends. And I'll tell you what, we need to set that record straight and put back that momentum where it belongs and hold them accountable, every single one of them. Here's Senator Eric Lucero on the floor.
Right now, line 2.2 says, must be Minnesota residents. So what I'm seeking to do in the A2 is to change or to delete residents and to insert lawful status within the United States. I would ask for a green vote in support of this amendment to prioritize citizens being here lawfully. And if you're here lawfully, this won't impact you.
I strongly encourage a no vote.
Okay, so folks, what you're hearing is those that are standing in opposition, those that you have been taught that there somehow is a left, or, you know, they call them the Democrats, somehow or another, when you make reference to that, you're giving them standing constitutionally, but it doesn't exist. And I'm pulling that rug again for the 10,000th time. Quit playing by their rules, because you're going to keep getting their same results. What you're seeing right now is an amendment righteously amended by Eric Lucero, a proposal. And then what you're hearing is what you've been led to believe is the left are saying, you know what, I strongly disagree. They're advocating for the act. They're trying to cement themselves in their own acts of treason. Without justice, this is going to continue. What don't we understand when we talk about the fear of God in Proverbs 16:6? If you don't show them the consequence of committing the crime, they're going to be encouraged to do it again and again and again and again. Listen to these responses to Senator Eric Lucero. I almost can't even believe it, but I can.
I don't really care about your paperwork.
In other words, what he just said is, I really don't care what the law says. Now, I want you to contemplate this. How many men fought, bled, and died to give you the freedoms that you have, maintaining and upholding the law against these kind of people that you're now allowing to reside in the halls of government? I want you to think about that, okay? Just forget about the sacrifice. Forget about those that sacrificed themselves to give you the freedoms that you have. And because of a lack of gratitude, this is what the people allow. This is criminal conduct, people.
When we think about these long-term things, I understand that you do, and I appreciate that. But from my perspective, I'm focusing on the effects of some of these decisions that we make.
And the effects of some of these decisions, friends. $19 billion worth of fraud, up to. And he wants to make sure these illegals stay here. Why is that? Who's profiting from this? Well, ask Ilhan Omar. Here's the rest.
For that reason, I too would encourage a negative vote on this amendment.
There being 3 ayes and 6 nays, the amendment is not adopted.
Hey, folks, I'm just here to tell you right now, they're not working for the people. They're working for special interest groups, and it's exactly what's going on. That is called aiding and abetting. Not only that, but this fraud, that money has been used to aid and abet these individuals. And these are the people that are responsible for overseeing it. I'm going to go ahead and pull up Senator Eric Lucero. Eric, I just highlighted your amendment that you meant to make on the floor. And then, what is it, SF3596? And you were basically shot down by those that have been led to believe have a rightful standing, those that we call the left in this state. I'm just kind of curious, how did that go over?
Well, thank you, Bradley. It's always an honor to join you. Thank you for the invitation. So that amendment was in the Housing Committee, not on the floor. So just a minor correction there.
Okay.
So this was the first week of session in the Minnesota legislature, and we're already off and running in committees. So there are a multitude of committees. One of them was the Housing Committee. And so the proposal was to spend $66 million from the general fund and appropriate it to rental assistance. They deliberately wrote the bill so that illegal immigrants will qualify for these funds.
Yep.
I offered the amendment, as you played, that was seeking to clarify so that only lawful residents would qualify. And you heard their responses. And they are clearly on the side of prioritizing illegals above citizens.
Exactly.
And that's what we need to continue to highlight and get the truth out.
Okay, so in saying that, then what is the consequence? Because when I look, again, I'm not going to play stupid like I don't know the answer. I'm very frustrated with what's going on here, Eric, because we just seem to have lost the momentum that we had, because now we see Tim Walz not only going out there a week and a half after he was, frantically running around wondering what was going to happen to him and his criminal administration, to now everything's okay and we're going to go ahead and attack the people of the state and go after their Second Amendment again, which, by the way, I say no, and I'm not going down that road. Nope, we're not going down there. But he also came out recently, and I played this during the first hour, that it's all make-believe. All this fraud that he's responsible for, the treason that he's responsible for. But yet, if you listen to their said individuals that are advocating these treasonous acts by prioritizing them above we the people, they're telling you just the exact opposite of what Walz is saying here. How is it that he's calling it make-believe now? Why is it that he's so encouraged to turn around again from being on the defensive to now attacking the people of the state again?
Well, they own the institutions of the channels of information. When I say they own, I mean they have their cronies that control them. That's why he and others are emboldened, because they don't believe that they're going to be held accountable. They don't believe that those that do hold the levers of communication are going to allow the truth to get out. They're the gatekeepers. But just like any movement, it doesn't matter what the movement is, Christianity, we have to evangelize the truth. There has to be channels of which information is conveyed. If we talk about the founding of this country, even our founding fathers had to write letters to the editor in we call them now the Federalist Papers, but they didn't take it for granted of that hearts and minds would believe or agree or support. And so they had to spend many months in communicating what they stood for in order to win over hearts and minds and motivate people to action. That reality is still today.
Yeah.
So because the gatekeepers, known as legacy media, they own the modes of the channels of communication, it is our responsibility to work within our spheres of influence where the Lord has put us to get information out, get the truth out, persuade hearts and minds in support of turning Minnesota around. And as we all know, elections have consequences.
Okay, but
we're aiming to do in November.
We had Pam Altendorf on earlier talking about how Simon would not disclose the voter rolls, which goes back to what we all know in this state, because you have 5.9 million people in the state that are asking the question, why is it that all of these people in this administration that are not even from Minnesota, why is it that they've been installed and why is it that they're attacking the people of the state? We're talking about a small portion of the people that are, and I gave this to Pam and I'll give it to you, Eric, is the fact that 81% of the people in this country don't believe the media. That means there's 19% of the people that do. The mainstream media and their useful idiots are trying to convince the rest of us that they're the 81% and we're the 19%. And it's exactly what Saul Alinsky said, as he says, cause the enemy to believe there's more of us than there really is. The state is fed up with this. The state is sick and tired of watching this guy get away with it. And I got to ask you a question, and I say this in all sincerity. Does it get to the point where those said Republicans on the floor are ashamed for what they tolerate? I'm curious.
Well, I can only speak for myself. I don't know what's in the hearts or minds of anybody else. But for myself, I am there to stand for the truth. And as I've said over and over and over again, if I stand for the truth and I don't get reelected as a result, so be it. I am here to stand up and put the Lord first, put the Constitution immediately after the Lord, and stand for liberty. That we have unalienable rights, and that's what I'm going to continue to fight for.
And that's,
unfortunately,
yeah,
there is a spiritual battle. The other side,
yeah, but there's a fleshly side of that. Yeah, yeah. You make reference to that quite a bit, Eric. But I would remind you, the best way to evangelize is to lead the way as we follow the Christ, so they can learn from our example. And the example they need to learn from, my friend, is the fact that we're not going to tolerate anything that kicks up against the sacrifice that gave us the freedoms in the first place, in which we have today. And out of gratitude, what we're going to do is we're going to live for those men that died to give us what we have today by not tolerating what they died to give us. And that's exactly what Jesus 100%. Said in 2 Corinthians 5:21. I'm going to give you the last word, Eric. What do you expect the people of the state of Minnesota to do in response of what's going on concerning the articles of impeachment, not against Walz only, but now Ellison? Ben Davis just divulged that to us. You're on the live radio. Go ahead and share with Minnesota what it is that you want to share with them.
Those who show up are those who have influence. If you are angry, if you want to preserve our republic for the next generation, you're going to have to get out this year. You're going to have to volunteer. You're going to have to be one of those advocates who is actively working to persuade hearts and minds, actively promoting the truth, whether that be door knocking, phone calling. However, the Lord has given us an incredible opportunity, and that's called elections.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So, don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today. At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Mary Queen Scots said of that of the prophet John Knox in Scotland, the trumpet blast, that she feared his prayers more than all of the armies of Europe. John Knox said of himself, considering myself called of my God to instruct the ignorant, comfort the sorrowful, confirm the weak, and rebuke the proud, by tongue and lively voice in these corrupt days, rather than to compose books for the age to come, seeing that so much is written and yet so little well observed, I decree to contain myself within the bounds of that vocation whereunto I found myself especially called. What is the purpose of magistrates, our said representatives, in the halls of government? 1 Peter 2:14 tells us, or unto governors as unto them that are sent by him, the Lord, for the punishment of evildoers and for the praise of them that do well. Our Constitution was made only for a moral and a religious people, Christian. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. Human passions unbridled by morality and religion, Christianity, would break the strongest cords of our Constitution as a whale goes through a net. The second president of the United States of America, Mr. John Adams. I would love to, Roadkill. I would love to. Just going back here, friends, I just want to highlight, you know, some people wonder, you know, where the fight is for me and the zero tolerance mark for me. You know, does it, let me just ask you before I take these phone calls, and by the way, if you want to call, do, 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Hey, folks, do you know that you've been, your country's been at war for 93% of the time that we've been a country? Do you people, and just not, a majority of them are unconstitutional. There is a difference between the Lord's wars or the righteous, like the one Ben's fighting right now, the ones that Pam's fighting right now, and Eric is fighting right now, but we got to see it through. And you know where you see where the rubber really meets the road? Gratitude. The ones that will see it through are the ones that are thankful for those that fought, bled, and died to give them what it is that they have. Too much is given, much is required. But I want to throw this at you and just tell me what your thoughts are. You know, when you go to Washington, D.C., have you ever been to Arlington Cemetery? They're hallowed grounds. They really are. And what we see is when we go over to Arlington Cemetery, we see what it was concerning their willingness and what their heart was by what they did. And nobody understands war more than the dead. But do you ever ask yourself the question why they did what they did? And again, I'm not advocating unconstitutional wars here. I'm not. Okay? Let's just say that they're the Lord's wars and their willingness to do so. That's what I'm going to stand behind. Have you ever asked yourself the question, why did they do what they did? Here, I want to tell you why they did what they did. Why they were willing to sacrifice themselves? Because they loved you and they loved the Lord first and foremost and their country more. Y'all heard of Nathan Hale? He was tried as a spy on the behalf of the British during the founding era of this country. They hung him as a spy, the British did, because he was standing up against the king across the pond that our forefathers threw off simultaneously. Read the Declaration of Independence. But did you know that when he was being hung, he said his last words were, "The only regret that I have is I don't have another life to sacrifice on the behalf of my country." See where the gratitude comes in? See, the gratitude in Scripture is the mother of holiness. When the Lord said, "Be holy, live for what I died for to the nth degree," that's why we have Puritans. That's why they did that. Out of gratitude, they lived holy lives. Romans 12:2. They were thankful for the freedoms that they had. And the freedom that they had, they used it to do the same thing, those that sacrificed themselves in giving them the freedoms. Doing the same thing by magnifying the law. But go back to Arlington. You're going to have to answer that question. I'm not going to answer it for you. Why did they do what they did? Because they loved the Lord and because they loved you and they loved their country more. They took themselves out of the equation to give you an opportunity. When you go back even just to World War II, just think about those boys on June 6, 1944, that jumped on Juno Beach and Sword Beach and Gold Beach and Utah Beach, and they sacrificed themselves fighting off a tyrant, we were told, to give us what it is that we have today. Do you know that many of them lied? Many of them were only 16 years old because they didn't want to be a part of that lot that didn't do the right thing and standing up against the evils of the world. They wanted to make sure that their families were safe and that their homeland was secure, right? That's what we were sold, but let's just take it for face value. Do you know that many of them didn't even have an opportunity to come home? Do you know that many of those boys, do you know that many of them never had the opportunity to get married and have a family? Do you know that many of them, folks, never had what you have today? By the way, if it wasn't for them, you wouldn't have it today. So what is it that causes us to see all of this through? Let me tell you why I fight this fight. Because I see what Christ did for me on the cross. And we are to take revenge according to the fruits of repentance in 2 Corinthians 7:10 and 11 against all manner of sin. That which put him up on the cross. And why do we do that? Because of gratitude. What was the exchange? His righteousness for my unrighteousness. The only sin Christ ever had was mine. And the only righteousness that I'll ever have is his. And when I receive his righteousness, guess what his spirit motivates me to do? Stand up and fight the good fight of faith against anything that would dare stand against what it was concerning those that were willing to sacrifice themselves to give me the freedoms that I have. How is it that in America today, we can look at Arlington Cemetery, go there, offer our lip service, and yet on the other side of the Potomac River, what do we see? We see the politicians that are desecrating their blood all day long. And it's not just there, it's all over the country. I had a radio manager one time, an absolute nomad, just an ungrateful, arrogant, pompous individual say to me after I was exposing during criminal foreigner Barack Hussein Obama's criminal tenure, who's still attacking you, by the way, because he's not been prosecuted by yours truly. And same thing with Hillary Clinton. She hasn't been prosecuted yet. And that's what ensures our liberties is justice, right? Isaiah 26:9, Isaiah 51 verse 4. But I want you to contemplate this. I was highlighting the crimes of Barack Obama and laying to the people's candor that we need to hold him accountable, just like I do all day long. This is the drum I pound. It's the heart of God, Jeremiah 9:24. And he said to me after a radio show, he said, Bradley, why are you disrespecting the office of the president? I said, you have got, you folks, I almost couldn't even believe it. I think I'm beyond that now. Concerning the ignorance of the American ungrateful people. And he said to me, why am I disrespecting the office of the president? I said, disrespecting the office of the president. This was the guy that was the manager of the radio station. I didn't care who he was. His ignorance needed to be corrected, which if he takes it is going to be a medicine unto his soul. I said to him, disrespecting the office of the president? I said, sir, I'm not disrespecting the office of the president. You are, by tolerating him to commit crimes and to desecrate the blood that was shed to give him the opportunity to be in the office in the first place. He never thought about that, did he? Hey, folks, let me ask you something across the country. Why do you tolerate corruption in the halls of government? Do you know how many men bled? How many men sacrificed themselves, have suffered? Those that came home, did they ever really come home? I mean, I can just imagine what our veterans feel like when they see this world going to hell in a handbasket concerning those that are allowed to have the helm and the masses of the amount of people in this country that stand back and allow them to do the things that they're doing, which is contrary, and it stands in contrast to what they fought against. Matter of fact, many of the veterans will tell you this is exactly what we fought against in other countries. Now the American people have succumbed to it. They've subjugated themselves to it. They allow this, shamefully. It's a lack of gratitude. That's what it is. So the question is how is it that you go to Arlington, you see the price paid for your freedom, you see the honor given to those men at the Tomb of the Unknown, but you tolerate the crimes of the politicians that put them 6 feet under the ground on the other side of the river? Hey, folks, because you see it's on the rise again. Speaking of which, if I can just go down that topic for a moment. Hey, folks, it looks like, and this is what's being talked about right now, Trump, on the behalf of Mylakowski, Netanyahu, you know him as Netanyahu, they're going to be calling up Christian men to fight their wars again. And I'm here to tell you, if you want those wars to stop, number one is send them. Notice it's never them that go to war. Lindsey Graham last week, that Judas, Luke 22:48, friends, he was talking about how they're pre-planning wars in Israel. Did you know that 98.2% of your said representatives are over in Israel showing homage? Americans, you've been sold out. You've been sold out because of what you've tolerated. And, oh, speaking of the current administration, did you also know that he dodged the draft 5 times? You know, it's not just him. It's all of them. And before you're ignorant enough to get mad at me and say, oh, do you know that Biden did it too? No, you're not principled. You're ignorant. We're ruled by law, not by parties, not by politicians. Didn't you learn that lesson when you studied out your forefathers when they said no king but King Jesus? They taught you to put your trust in the arm of the what? The spirit, not the arm of the flesh, which brings a curse. But apparently you must have missed that part. Americans, you're in trouble. You're in big trouble now. And you see it at your local level. And I'm here to tell you, under God, this is why I preach repent constantly, because Americans need to repent. They need to repent of what they've tolerated. And by the way, your tolerance shows you what you're guilty of as well. You will fall as an accomplice to the crime that you tolerate from those that are committing the act of treason. I wanted to highlight this. I see you up there. I'm not forgetting about you. Just hold with me. I highlighted the fact that Article 3, Section 3 talks about treason against the United States. It talks about levying war against them. That's against us. And adhering to their enemies. You just heard Senator Lucero say that they are putting foreigners above the people of the state of Minnesota. Matter of fact, they're stealing our money to do so. That Tim Walz, that delusional madman, just said was completely made up. It's fake. It's interesting. They're giving them aid. That's your money and comfort. Okay, so what I did is I went over to 18 U.S. Code 2381 concerning treason. And what is the consequence of treason, friends? Here, look. 18 U.S.C. 2381, what is it? Death. The law authorizes the death penalty for conviction of treason. Okay, that's what the law says. How hard would it be for us to get an impeachment through? It wouldn't be. We'll be right back. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio. Martin Luther King Jr. rightly stated that I must admit, America, that I was initially disappointed in being so categorized as an extremist. But as I continued to think about the matter, I gradually gained a bit of satisfaction from being an extremist. Was not Abraham Lincoln an extremist? This nation cannot survive half slave and half free. Was not Thomas Jefferson an extremist? We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. So the question is not whether we will be extremists, but what kind of an extremist we will be. We will be extremists for the preservation of injustice, or will we be extremists for the cause of justice? He goes on and says, history will record that the greatest tragedy of this period of social transition was not the strident clamor of the bad people, but the appalling silence of the good people.
Yep.
Wanted to give a quick shout out to Chip Darby, KHTW 1300 AM in Lumberton and Port Arthur, Texas. Thank you for your trust. Totally appreciate you. Again, I just want to tell you, Chip Darby, a new affiliate out of Texas, K KHTW 1300 AM Lumberton and Port Arthur, Texas. We appreciate your trust. We'll do our best to never let you down. That's why we hold to the Bible and the Constitution. Folks, final segment, hour two, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you want to jump online and give us a call, you can do that 281-845-4704. Dan, thanks for holding on, my friend. What say you?
Hey, my friend. I just wanted to thank you for bringing these three guests on. It was very uplifting. All we hear these days is doom and gloom, and people wring their hands. I don't know what to do. It's great to hear our representatives doing their jobs and standing up for justice. I appreciate that so much.
Amen. Amen. Well, that's, you know, the truth of the matter is we are pushing them to do what they promised to do. And that's why we are raising our voices. And, you know, a lot of times people, Dan, they'll look at the show or they'll listen to the show and they'll say, why are you so doom and gloomy? And it's like, no. I'm looking to right the wrongs. I'm showing you what's wrong. And I'm looking at you and pointing my finger and saying, under God, it's for us by the Holy Ghost to right those wrongs. Acts 5:32. And that's the objective here. This is why evil men understand not judgment. They think that you're just going out there trying to be a hard guy. You're arrogant, just like King David's brother said to him. We know your pride. It's like, no, dude, you're standing around doing nothing about what's going on here. Little David said, I'm going for it. I'm not going to sit back and allow King Saul to do nothing and you to do nothing. Well, they're defying the armies of the living God. I'm not going to do it. That's not how the Lord's glorified. Little David goes out there, and what does he do? He takes him out, and he didn't stop after he threw the rock. He stopped after he went and took his sword and took off Goliath's head. That is justice and judgment, and that's what the American people need to understand, that without it, that Goliath is going to get up and do it all over again.
Yeah, well, your show today was a great reminder. Thank you for that.
Absolutely.
And people, don't forget Matthew 28:18. Do not despair.
Amen. Amen. And I'm going to go ahead and kick that, because that is a prime example of, you know, we hear people all the time, Dan, talk about how Satan runs the world and he's the prince of the power of the air. But wait a second. No, that's the world. That's the heathen. But that's still under the control of my father. People don't understand that all is under the control of my father. All. That's the bad guys. That's the good guys and everything in between. Men can go ahead and set up whatever system that they want to set up. But the fact of the matter is, they're in my father's world, and my father told me that I have all power and control over the enemy, Luke 10:19. So I'm going to go over there really quick, because that was a fantastic scripture to bring up. And I want to read it to people to, again, encourage them and admonish them concerning what the word says rather than what the hireling says. So, Dan, you are my friend, and I appreciate you. And I thank you for doing, folks, I'm talking to Dan from Indiana. This is a guy, and Dan, I don't mean to bring up your age, but you're just smarter than I am, and we're all going the same direction. But here we have a man that's willing, even impaired at some point, or it be the years or his physical being, it doesn't matter. Dan's out there doing what needs to be done, just like our friend Bob. And I think people need to understand, just like our friend Pam and just like the guest that we had on the show, folks, you have these people that are out there moving. They're leading the way. They're doing what it is that the Lord had commanded them to do. Dan is one of those guys. And when I say he's my friend, folks, I met him out in Indiana when he set up an event, and nobody wanted to hear a thing that we had to say. But he set up an event. He took the time. He paid for everything. And in spite of all of that, he's still going. And he still goes, and he still gets back up on his game, and he's encouraged, and he gets out and does it again and again and again and again. Just imagine if we all did that. That's it right there. Just imagine if we all did that together, friends. Remember, the Lord doesn't use a majority. He uses a minority. Ask Gideon, Judges 6. My goodness. It seemed like the numbers were there, and the Lord kept breaking them down. Nope, that's too many. No, then Gideon says, how about this? No, go ahead and test them. See which ones put the water up to their mouth and those that don't. No, that's too many. Break him down. And then he says, the reason I'm doing that is because that no flesh had glory in my presence. I want them to know that it was me behind the small number that I use. You want to be encouraged. You know, all of God's greats, they've understood that they were weak men. who trusted in the all-powerful. See, the less that we think of ourselves, the more we're going to think of him. And the more we think of him, the less we're going to think of ourselves. And the more we're going to see his operations. Because as the apostle said in the book of Acts, I can only do those things that I see my Father do. And I can only say those things that which I hear my Father say. But let's go over to the scripture reference, and I want you to hear this. Matthew 28, verse 18 is what? And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power, not some, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. All power. And just think, he said to us, his disciples, you have all power over the enemy. And it all extracts itself from me, your source. And that's how I'm glorified, John 15, 8. And then it goes on in verse 19, and it says this. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Ghost. That's not religiosity, friends. That's a union with Christ. The life of the Spirit is what that is. To those that are dead in their sin, oh, that's religious. No, it isn't. Not to those that are walking in the Spirit, Romans 8. Folks, we feed on the word because we're written epistles for all men to read. And the only way that they're going to read us is when they see us by a manifestation of the Holy Ghost and his power. When we walk in his authority, we were given all dominion over this earth. And the Bible says in the New Testament, friends, that we're made more than conquerors through him that loved us. It tells us in 1 John 4:4, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. It tells us in the book of chapter 5 of 1 John, it tells us, what is it that overcomes the world? What is it? Even our faith. Who gives us that faith? Jesus does. And speaking of faith, friends, we have church every Sunday from 9 a.m. Central Standard Time right here at sonsoflibertymedia.com. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every Sunday we have church. We're going to have church tomorrow morning. We're going to be talking about fasting and prayer and how it chastises us. It doesn't change the Lord, but I'll tell you what, it does magnify the Spirit. King David said that he chastised his own soul with fasting and prayer, and it's exactly what we're going to be covering tomorrow at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time right here on sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Folks, we're after raising up disciples. I want to say to those that haven't been over at church yet, you need to understand much of what you want from the Lord is what the Lord is calling you to be for the people. I'll say it again, much of what you're asking the Lord for, like one of the things that I'm asking for, and I always have, and I gave up on it a long time ago, is Paul's and Timothy's, and you know, I find myself doing just that. I also find myself being more spent on the behalf of the people for the glory that the Lord has called forth through my ministry, as he bestows grace upon me to do it, and the leading of the Holy Ghost, Romans 8:14. But again, friends, I want you to understand that we're looking to raise up disciples. Because that's exactly what the church should be doing, not pew warmers. Not pew warmers. No, no, no. A church should be a barracks where they're raised up and they're sent out to the battlefield to go without the camp to bear the reproach of Christ as good soldiers of Jesus Christ. I want to say one more thing. Church tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, right at sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go on to sonsoflibertymedia.com. It'll be up on the top left side of that page. Also wanted to let you know, folks, without you, we don't have sponsors as you hear it. I need to emphasize this. Without you becoming a son or a daughter of liberty, we're not going to be able to remain out here. And we're not a ministry, a begging ministry. We never have been. You can all attest to that. But I'm just here to tell you, many people say, well, Bradley, unless you tell us, we don't know. We need your support. We need your support to keep us out there. And we ask that you'd become a son or daughter of liberty today. Or go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, and I'll show you exactly on social media platforms. sonsoflibertymedia.com, and you go back down to the bottom right. And what do you see right there? There's the top. There's the right. Go to donate. We have a small order here, friends. We have people all over the country that we hold to keep the ministry in motion here. So again, without you, we cannot do that. Also wanted to let you know, if you want to become a son or daughter of liberty, please go over again to sonsoflibertymedia.com. You'll see it right there to become a son or daughter of liberty. And if you want to see who we are and what it is that we do and what we've been doing, please go over to sonsoflibertyradio.com, and everything that you need to see is right there. sonsoflibertyradio.com. As a matter of fact, we got some high schools coming up next week, friends, and we'll give you the update on that as well when we get done. Thanks for the phone call, Dan. Totally appreciate you, my friend. Talk to you guys tomorrow. See you guys tomorrow at sonsoflibertymedia.com. What you're seeing right now is where we have been and where we broadcast out of. Love you by what we do. See ya.